I'll use a pseudonym.
This is not Daniel Eisenberg. Amar v'chazara. Seches brachos. Daf. Yud Zayin Amud Beis is today's Amud, but we're going to be starting at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. How much do we have left over? Okay, so we discussed the schus of wives and mothers sending out their husbands and children to learn and the scar they get for it, and now more statements about Amud Aleph. Ki havu mafter rabbanim ibei rav ami. So when the Rabbanah would leave one of these two yeshivos, so this is what they would say to each other. Olam tira b'chayecha. You should see your world in your lifetime. V'acharisecha l'chayei olam haba. And your ending should be in a life in olam haba. V'sikvascha l'dor darim. And your hope should be an eternal one. Doesn't sound very good, right? Would you want someone to achieve their hopes? But presumably it means that you should always have the strength not to lose hope. Libcha yeh tevuna, your heart should think wisdom. Picha yidaber chachmos, your mouth should speak intelligent things. Usonacha yarchish rananos, and your tongue should make sounds of loud song. Afa pecha yashiru negdecha, your eyelids should be straightened before you. Einecha yairu b'maor Torah, and your eyes should be lit up with the light of the Torah. Upenecha yashiru kizohar akia, and your face should shine with the shine of the sky. And your lips should speak das, and your kidneys should rejoice in straightness. Your footsteps should be favorable. The Shema Divrei Atik Yomin, to hear the word of the Atik Yomin. Atik Yomin, the ancient one. The ancient one of days is a reference to Hashem. It's used a lot in Kabbalistic literature. Okay, so these are just a very lengthy brachas. It's probably really hard for them to leave, right? By the time they start this bracha, you have to basically staying for another week. Rashi doesn't elaborate too much. Just lashon bracha that they would give each other. Okay, beautiful. Sure. If you check out the Maharsha, really, if you check out the Maharsha on most of what was said on this previous Amud, very kedai, very, very beautiful insights and diukim on what's said here. I didn't see the Maharsha on this in particular, but it might be kedai to take a look when you're doing your chazara, if you're able to. Kihavim after Rabbanim Ibei Reb Chista, Vamri Lo Ibei Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Amri Lehachi. When they would leave this base measure, this is what they would say. Alufeinu Misovlim Begomer. So our leaders are they're sobel, they're bearing a lot, they're laden with something. Alufeinu Misovlim, Rav Mishmuel. This is Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what this meant. Vamri la Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. And some say that it was actually Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar who had a machlokas on what this meant. So there's a lot of sfeikos in this story, right? We don't know which yeshiva it was. There was a statement that we don't know the meaning of it, and we also don't know who the two Amoraim who are arguing about it were, but we know that there was something that was said, and it's obviously worth mentioning, and that's what we're quoting, even with all the sfeikos. One says that we're talking about our leaders in Torah are laden with mitzvos. They're filled, bearing many, many mitzvos. There are leaders in Torah and mitzvos, and they suffer a lot of yisurim. Right? Of course, back to Daf Hey, discussing all those things about yisurim. So it must have been a positive thing that they're referring to, that they're, you know, serving, I guess, Makabel, but the Av, or whatever it is. But it seems to be a positive thing that they are saying here. Okay, so it's quoting this pasuk. Okay, so this pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Alufeinu misubalim, ein peretz ve'ein yotzeis ve'ein svacha berchov oseinu. So there's no peretz, and there's no breach, and there's no going out, and there's no crying out in our streets. That's the pasuk in Tehillim in Kuf Mem Dalet, right? That's immediately before Ashrei. So we quoted the first part of the machlokes, sorry, the first part of the pasuk was what they would say to each other, and now we're doing a drush on the second part. It's unclear whether this second part of the pasuk was also part of their greeting, and we're just the Gemara's elaborating on it, or because we mentioned the first part of the pasuk, so we might as well mention the second pasuk. Both are typical methodology of the Gemara, so I'm unsure. I believe it's a discussion in the Farshim. So let's take a look at each of those phrases. We said ein peretz, ein yotzeitz, ein tzvacha, and berachovoseinu. So they're going to say, actually, Chazal says this is going to refer to four different things. So ein peretz, there's no breach. Shelo tehe siatenu kisiaso shel David shiatsu bimenu achitofel. Our, right, like siata, like our support, our chevra, our entourage, should not be like the entourage of David HaMelech. Why not? Because who came out of who was part of David's entourage? Achitofel. Achitofel was originally a good person and soured, he was a learned person. And he's specified as one of the people in Masechet Sanhedrin, one of the four individuals who don't get Olam Haba, right? No, presumably there are more, but the Mishnah goes out of its way to give four examples of four Yechidim who didn't in Achitofel makes the cut. In fact, looking now, a couple other people are about to quote also make that cut. So we have a very distinguished chevra here. So Achitofel. Ve'ein yotzeis, and no going out. Shelo tehe siyatenu kisiyaso shel Shaul. So what does it mean that presumably this seems to be part of the bracha. If I would say according to Pashup Shat, it's a tefillah. Right? How does it sound to you? Sounds like they're davening as they leave the Beis Medrash that their new chevra not be a chevra of people who produce achitofel, or as we're about to see, doeg domi, another very evil person in who is part of Shaul's chevra. So it's that's what it sounds like to me now that I'm thinking about it, really. I guess it could be either way. So they would say ein peretz, meaning that we shouldn't have a chevra like David, where Achitofel was, and we shouldn't have a chevra like Shaul, right? In Yotzeh, Shaul, like where Doeg came out of. Vein tzavacha, shlote siyatenu kisiyaso shel Elisha, shiyatsu menu gechazi. Right, so, and we said ein tzvacha is that no crying out shouldn't be like the chevra of Elisha, who had, right, Elisha's attendant was Gehazi. Now we actually previously mentioned in our Masechta, we mentioned Gehazi, right? He inappropriately touched the Shunammite woman when she, right, we did it earlier in the Masechta. So he spoke about the wickedness of Gehazi. Gehazi actually becomes even in the Navi, explicitly in the Navi, he does something very inappropriate, and he makes it look like Elisha wants money. He lies in Elisha's name, gets money, becomes a Metzorah for the rest of his life. So we shouldn't want to be like him. Happens to be that he and Doeg are also on that list. The list of the four people in Sanhedrin who don't get Olam Haba are Achitofel, Bilam, Gehazi, and Doeg. So we have three out of four here. Berchov Oseinu, in our streets, Shaloi Heilanu Ben, O Talmud, Shemachadiach Tavshila Barabim. So in our streets, that means that we should not have a child or a Talmud who burns his food in public. Burning food in public is not a good thing to do. It sounds... Sorry?
Is it just like embarrassing or what?
I think it's a lashon of rebellion. I think that's what it's supposed to be. Burning his food in public. I think it's a lashon of rebellion. We'll take a look. So Tosus just mentions that why does Peretz and Yotzeis and Svacha and Rechov Oseinu refer to these things specifically? So, for example, he says Shahaya Svacha Zarechazi Shahaya Matzora V'ksiv Be Tamei Tamei Yikra behind Svacha. Right. So there's a certain Matzora has a responsibility to cry out, to call things out. So Svacha refers to that. And Shaparetz Pierce of Malchus Beis David. So that's Achitofel, who caused a breach in the Malchus Beis David. So there's just directions to how these words actually apply. Right? Doeg Shiyatzu L'Tarbus Ra. Right? So he went out to Tarbus Ra. Originally he was good, and then he went out to this bad situation. And so there's other Gemara's referring to, which will support the exact drashos that Gemara's on. But Rechov Osenu in our streets is clearly a public thing. So what does it mean that he burns the public? V'zah kavana Rechov Osenu kolomer b'mokam harabim. Okay, so it doesn't. Let me see. Is it over here? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it means. I'll have to look it up. He burns it in public. Not a good thing to do. Is that symbolic or something? I'm not sure. Hadronala. Okay. Now we're going to quote a pasuk from. It looks like Yeshayahu. Beautiful. So pasuk in Yeshayahu says Shimo Eli Abire Leiv Harchok Yemit Tzavka. So listen to me, fierce-hearted ones who are distanced from tzedakah. So either justice, righteousness, or charity. So that's what Yeshayahu says. Rav Vishmuel, there's a machlokas Rav Shmuel, I don't understand this. Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, and there are those who say that it wasn't a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, it was a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, which is presumably what this is doing here, because the previous discussion was also a machlokas between the same, it was two a machlokas between either that set of Amoraim or that set of Amoraim. So what's their machlokas? How to understand this pasuk? So, Chad Amar Kol Olam Kulo Nizonin B'Tzedakah. The whole entire world is supported with tzedakah. So, right, Nizonin is nourished. So, what does that mean? So Rashi says, "B'tzikah Soshal Kadosh Baruch Hu Lobeskus Shaviyada." It's because of the schus, the tzedakah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the schus of their own hands. Meaning, the whole entire world does not deserve to survive and be nourished. But Hashem is very charitable. He's very generous. He gives tzedakah, and because of that, the whole world is able to survive. So that's one opinion. And they are supported with a zroa. Rashi says, "Biskusha biyodam etzadik." Did I skip a line? Oh, no, okay. So Rabbi, and they are supported with the zroa, which seems to mean strength. Rashi says v'hinu zonim bezroa b'schus shabiyadim b'tzadikim m'shtoi kra v'kare lahu rechokim mitzidkaso shalakadosh baruch hu. So the tzadikim, the pasuk is talking about the tzadikim, and they're called distant from the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're saying that this pasuk is that, okay, so it's talking about the tzadikim. That's what this pasuk is talking about. The tzadikim are supported bezroa, meaning with their zroa, like a forearm, it means their strength. Their own personal strength, meaning their own personal righteousness supports them. They are distanced from Hashem's tzedakah. Why? Because they don't need it, right? A wealthy person is distanced from tzedakah. He doesn't need tzedakah. So righteous people are distanced from God's tzedakah because they don't need it. They can support themselves with their own, they have the wherewithal, with their own tzuyos. So that's how he understands the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about these righteous people who are distanced from God's tzedakah because they support themselves with their own merits, not, as opposed to the rest of the world, which is supported on the merits, not their own merits, just the goodness and graciousness of God. The Chad Amar and the other Amar argues, says, no. Kol olam kuloni zonin b'schusa. The whole entire world is not supported because of the schus of the tzedakah of Hashem, rather because of the schus of the tzadikim, the haim, and those tzadikim, afilu b'schus atzman in nizonin, they don't even have sustenance of their own to live on, right? Rashi says she'ein lan kedai tzarchein misparnas in bekoshi. Meaning that the whole entire world only has enough food in their stomachs and in their closets and their pantries because of the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim barely have anything to eat. And we're going to give a demonstration of such a thing. Amar Rav, Kidder Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Bechol Yom Yom Bas Kol Yotes Mehar Choriv. Every single day, a voice comes out from Har Choriv. Har Choriv is Sinai. The Omeres, and it says, "Kol olam kulon nizonin v'shvil chanina b'ni." the whole entire world, this is relatively famous Gemara, the whole entire world is supported because of Chanina, my son, referring to Chanina Mendoza. The Chanina Bini, Dailo Bekav Charuvin, Me'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos. And my son, Chanina Mendoza, he has a Kav of Charuvin, of Caribs. From Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. We just experienced two shot. We know what like the bucks are. Can you imagine eating that a whole week, like a kava that the whole week? That's what he would eat, all he needed a whole week. And it's worth noting that the word for bukser is charuvin, and we refer to Tarsina as har chorev here. It's the same lashon. I'm sure there's something deeper there. But anyway, this is a demonstration of how everybody, Hashem says, the whole world is supported. I give sustenance to the world in this generation of Ruchni Mendoza because of Ruchni Mendoza, and he himself doesn't have anything to eat. Barely has anything to eat. What an irony. Okay. Upliga to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, man avirei lev. So Rabbi Yehuda argues on this, and he says, who are the avirei lev, these fierce-hearted ones? Govai tipshai. They are the people of Govai. Rashi says, "Shem Umahi beBavel." It's a Babylonian sub nation. They're descended from the Nesinim, who converted all under false pretext and became part of the Jewish people. So the Govai Tipshai, the foolish people of Govai, those are the fierce-hearted ones. Meaning not the tzaddikim that we're talking about in the Pasuk, but the fierce-hearted ones are the Govai Tipshai, these foolish Govai people. Why are they so foolish? What? They did or they didn't?
Well,
I'm a Rav Yosef Te Da Dahalo Igayer Giyura Minayu, because we haven't had a single convert from them. Come on.
They didn't.
Yeah, they did not convert, right? You know, for any nation, every nation at some point or another, you have to give in and see the greatness of Klal Yisrael and join in at some point or another. This nation, they're singled out as being a particularly foolish nation because not even one of you had the sense to wake up and convert and see the MS thing. After things you've seen, Amar Ravashi says, "B'nei Masa Mechasya, Avirei Lev." No. You want to know who are these strong, fierce-hearted people who are foolish? The people of Masa Mechasya, this town of Mechasya, Ninuhu, Dekachazu Yikra Deoraisa, Tre Zimni Bashata, because they would see a calling out of the Torah twice a year, Vlokimagayar Giyur Minayu, and no one converted from them. Right, so I think this is referring to Shayuna Savam Sham Yisrael Ba'adr Lishma Hilchos Pesach, Midrash to Rav Ashi Uba El Lishma Hilchos Hachag. So they would see that Rav Ashi, this is Rav Ashi himself. Okay, so Rav Ashi's talking about himself in his own drashos. But he's not praising, I don't think he's really going to praise himself. I think he's praising Klal Yisrael. He says, twice a year, people gather the big drasha, that would take place in Adar to prepare for Hilchos Pesach, and in Elul to prepare for Hilchos Sukkos, which also happened to fall out, by the way, the weeks or the roughly around the time period of Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos Hagadol drashos. So these two times a year, also the two biggest drashos of the year, for sure, Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos Hagadol, really to give halachos to the complicated Yom Tovim of Sukkos and Pesach. So anyway, he said, there were these massive gatherings in my hometown. I would give these drashos. Everyone, and nobody from this town had the sense to come and convert, right? They were at MetLife Stadium. They saw the Sea of Mashas. They saw this incredible sight. And not one of them wanted to, not one of them wanted to convert. And I'm sure, by the way, what it sounded like from a lot of people is that, like, they were really, really inspired. We live in a situation where people aren't want to make a decision based on that. Okay, let's try to finish up the parrot. Chasson imratzalikro shahule. So Chasson, he wants, he's allowed to read Krishna. Lemeimra de Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyura. Does this mean? Okay, so what do we say in the Mishnah? Going back to the Mishnah, so we mentioned that Rabbi Gamliel, he said Kriyashma. Chasson wrote to the cross Kriyashma, says the Mishnah, Laila Rishon Kore, The first, he's allowed to the first night. Rishon Gamaliel Omer Lo Kol Rotzlito Es Hashem Yito. Not Rishon Gamaliel Paskin. Not what he did. What he Paskin was that not everybody who wants to should be able to just take Hashem's name, perhaps the Vatala, and not be able to have Kavana. So does this Lamer, is this the Savior of Shem Ben Gamaliel Chayesh Liyuhara, that he was concerned about what's called Yuhara, which we'll call it means like a type of arrogance, but like a sanctimonious arrogance, meaning a religious arrogance. Is he concerned about that? And that's why he's saying that you shouldn't. Rabbanon lo Chayesh Liyuhara, and the Rabbanon who said Hakol Ratzel Likros can. So it sounds like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not concerned about this concept of yuhara, religious arrogance, and Rabbanan are. Is that true? But so is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that what you're trying to tell me? But it's the opposite Shemin Anlu that we learned, because it's not as we learned in the following Mishnah. Makom shenagol lasos malacha b'tisha b'av osin. Makom shenagol shelo lasos ein osin. V'chol makom tamid chacham b'teilin. Right, so there is malacha asar and tishah b'av or not? So it's actually based on minhag makom. So if it's a place where you should, where people are knowing to not do malacha, then yes, and no. And tamid chachamim should always be mavatel. They should never do malacha on tishah b'av. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel Omer li olam yasa kol adam es atzma ki talmud chacham. Anybody can choose to be a talmud chacham in this regard. You can consider yourself a talmud chacham and act as a talmud chacham. Act no matter whether it's the minhag makom or not.
We have this today or not?
I don't have the time to get into that now. But this is the concept you are certainly. But we don't have an Isser Melacha. It doesn't seem most places are Nohig on Tisha B'Av. Okay. So now it seems like we have a big problem. Kasher Rabbanan Rabbanan, Kasher Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Because in the first time we said Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is not choshesh, he's choshesh for you around the Rabbanan or not. And we have the case of Tisha B'Av, it seems to be the exact opposite. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says you can act like a Talmud Chacham now. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Ashita. The only way to deal with this is Rabbi Yochanan is switch the Shitas and say, yeah, one of the versions of the Mishnayos is wrong. Rabbi Shisha Breder Avidi Amar. No need. You don't have to change around the gears on me. The Rabban on the Rabban lo kasha. The Rabban on the Rabban is not a kasha. Why? Kriya Shema, they came into Kuli Ama Kakaru, Viyu Nami Kari, lo mechsi ki yuhara. Hacha, right? So, Hacha came into Kuli Ama, right? So, I'll translate. Kriya Shema, since everybody is, on the Chassan's night where he's reading Kriya Shema, everybody is reading Kriya Shema. So he's also reading, so it doesn't look like he's being extra arrogant. Hacha came into Kuli Alma Abdi Malacha, but since everyone's doing Malacha, v'yihu lo kavin mechzik yuhara. Right, so it's the Rabbanan, in general, they're concerned about yuhara, but they say that when it comes to Kriya Shema, that doesn't look like yuhara because he's just doing what everybody else around him is doing. You're not, people are not paying attention to your specifics. Oh, wait, aren't you a chasim? Say, no. They look, he's just doing what everybody else is doing, so it doesn't stand out as yuhara as opposed to by Malach on Tisha B'Av, which everyone is, that's very noticeable. The Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, the Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Lokashi, that's also not a question. Hasam, Bekavana Talia Milsa, because here, the we're concerned about Kavana. Vanan Sahadi, Dolo Matzila Kavane Date. Because over here, we know, as a matter of fact, or 99% of the time, he's not going to be able to have proper kavana. Avahacha, roa omer malachahu, de'ein lo, puk chazi kamar batlani ikabashuka. Meaning that, in general, we're concerned about yuhara. That's a problem. Over here, it's not, or maybe we're not concerned about yuhara. Over here, the question by Kriya Shema is not a yuhara thing. It's a you're not going to be able to kavana lamaisa. Not you can't do it. However, when it comes to hacha roa omer malacha, but someone who's saying malacha de ein lo puk chazi kama batlani yika b'shuka. You look in the streets, you'll see many people are not doing work, so it doesn't really stand out as your you know, you're not going to stand. So really, we're concerned about yuhara in general, but you're not going to stand out as somebody who's like, oh, look, he's not doing work today. There are a lot of lazy people who are also not doing work, and you don't have to worry about that. Hajin aloch, hayakore, and I will end here.